The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. God is good. Welcome, of course, to Mike Radio here on www.mikebroadcastddd.com. And also, we welcome you to Mike Live. God is good. I am not in the studio today, but we're here online. We're on Mike Live and also on DDD Radio. Would you get your Bible, get your notebooks, let's get before the Lord today. Let's figure out what God's doing. Let's stay engaged. God bless you, Jesse Bohack Sims. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to pray and get into the Word of God today and what God laid on my heart. And I want to continue to give you some strategic wisdom. I want to give you the title. I want to also be cognizant of what they may call today at one of the Jewish holidays, which is called the festival, or what they might call the go up to the party, all right, called the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles, which, of course, which is called the Festival of the Festival of Tabernacles, or is a celebration on how God kept Israel in the times of the desert in transition. And that is that holiday today, which is called Sukkot. And I want to kind of tie that into my message, you know, staying committed to the kingdom in spite of difficulties, staying committed to the kingdom in spite of difficulties. And I'm going to continue to talk about being committed to kingdom principles, no matter what is going on around us politically, or what's coming from the left or the right, or from the black church, the white church, the blue church, the polka dot church, the politics. Your color, your priority is to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's pray, get into this word. We'll take a break at 2:30, then we'll go straight to 2:50. All right, let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, word. Because Michael, you have to believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ, when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. I want to go right back to a famous portion of Scripture, John chapter 7, and it speaks to the holiday, the Jewish holiday of the day. It says, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to murder him. John 7, verse 2, but when the Jewish festival of tabernacles was near, which is called Sukkot, Jesus' brothers said to him, leave Galilee, go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works that you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in stealth or in secret, since you are doing these things to show yourself to the world. But even his own brothers did not believe in him. Now, what I want to share with you today and those watching here on Mike Live and also on www.mikebroadcast.com, it is possible to operate in the kingdom of God, yet being in the midst of difficulties, opposition, and being fought at, and it looks like it's not working. And it seems that the kingdom of God likes to do its best when you're being doubted or when you're called a nut or when people are quitting on you. You have to be firmly committed to the process of the kingdom. There is a prize. There is a price for being committed to the kingdom process, no matter the opposition or the fierce competition or the spirit of the murderer or the killer that wants to stop your progress. What is so strange about John 7, and I said this before, his brothers seem to be believing what Jesus said, but the scripture says his brothers did not believe that he was the Christ. Now, there's a word I'm going to talk about later, and I want to really add this to my message, and that's the word culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, which is the way of life. That's what culture means, basically, the way of life. And what will be the culture of that day? The Jewish families, really close-knit community, were under the bondage of the Roman Empire, but yet they were a very strong religious Jewish people that really believed that the Messiah was going to come and free them from the bondage of the Roman Empire and give them the kingdom of God to be the number one nation again, like God always showed himself off to them, since the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. Whatever God promised Abraham, his father, by faith, and we passed down to Father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And in that bloodline, there's a natural seed of Israel that's for the rule and reign on the planet Earth by God coming to domicile and dwell in the tabernacle, or what you might call the Herodian temple, or the temple that sits on top of the mountain. And this is what the expectation was of that culture of that day. So most of the Jews understood the Old Testament scriptures and the writings and expecting a Messiah come to free them from the bondage of the Roman Empire. At that time, was the most powerful and fiercest empire on the planet Earth. They had the ability to colonize, go into any territory, and take Rome to the world and put its Roman culture right in the middle of the promised land, which is Canaan, Judea, and put the culture, the climate, and the way of Roman living right in the middle of Jewish settlements. And it was to advance the agenda of Caesar. And at the same time, the culture of the day is the Jews are waiting for Messiah to come to free them from this bondage and make them the number one nation again. Good afternoon to Brenda Smith. And Jesus Christ had come along to say he was that person. He was the Messiah. He was the one that was coming to free Israel from its enemies. But here's something you have to understand. What you feel you are in bondage to may not really be the core problem. The core problem might be even deeper than what you think. See, in the culture of that day, they thought their enemies was Rome, or physical enemy, or because we're God's people, and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is our God, and God lives amongst us, and he stays in the Herodian temple, or the Jewish the Jewish people rule and reign through the Herodian temple, or the temple that sits on top of the mount or mountain. And they thought their problem was physical. But Jesus Christ came to expose that whether you're born Jew or non-Jew, your biggest enemy is spiritual. It is a devil, a fallen angel that has separated you from your relationship from God. And you need Christ Jesus on the cross to rescue you from yourselves. That was the deepest message. And it is a spiritual battle and not a physical one. And this system will rule and reign if you stay committed to it in spite of the opposition. Now, anytime I teach this, this is a hard message to swallow, even amongst us as American Christians, because we're always thinking the problem is somebody else when the truth of the deal is, Brenda Smith and Jesse, we are spiritually bankrupt and we need to be delivered from the inside out. And that there is an invisible kingdom you cannot see with the naked eye that wants to dwell inside of you through your eye gates, your ear gates, and your heart gate. And as you embrace who Jesus Christ is and stay committed to Christ and the kingdom, who will rule and reign as an individual and what corporate people who got like faith, who think and believe like you believe. But in spite of all of that, there's always other systems and Jewish systems and religious systems that will try to imitate, suffocate, and stop the advancement of the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. And you will see this real war, the real war was spiritual. So when you get to John 7 and Jesus' brothers are trying to act like they're on their side, you know, go to Jerusalem, show up to Judea. How is the world going to know you're the Messiah if you stay in secret, if you stay in stealth? And then they'll do this to each other. My brother's a nut. You know, Messiah, gotta be stopped. Jesus, please. I grew up with him. He's my younger brother. Get out of here. He's the eldest brother. He must be a nut. Because Mary did not remain a virgin. Jesus is the firstborn, but Mary had brothers. I mean, Mary had other sons. It's possibly also had other brothers or sisters. So Mary, Virgin Mary, didn't stay Virgin Mary. She was only Virgin Mary to after the birth of Christ, Jesus. But there was a holiday culture, John 7, verse 1, called the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles, or Booths. And it represents how God kept Israel in the wilderness as they were transitioning from the land of Egypt headed to Canaan. And so they had a holiday. They had tradition. They had like a party or anniversary celebrating. This is how God kept us in the wilderness. Now, if I want to take this to a higher level of consciousness, 2020 has been a year where God has kept people in spite of COVID-19 and sickness and disease and tragedy. And here we are, the body of Christ, marked for Christ. God has kept us. Whether he kept us away from corona or COVID or kept us in the midst of it, or some of us have gotten it and it's passed through our system. It didn't do us like it did everybody else. I mean, you can join in this Jewish festival of Tabernacle, which means I celebrate God keeping me and delivering me. When you get to Gospel of John chapter 7, his brothers already were saying to him, yeah. You say you're Messiah. We don't believe you. But we're going to act like we believe you. We're going to blow smoke up your behind and say things that we don't even mean. But because Christ is connected to the kingdom, Christ exposes them at the core. Because in John 7, verse 6, he said, therefore Jesus told them, my time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that works are evil. You go to the festival, which is our Jewish culture. So we do every day when we celebrate our Jewish faith and our culture and holidays. He said, but I'm not going up to the festival because my time has not yet fully come. After he said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, in verse 10 of John 7, however, after his brothers had left for the party, he went up also, not publicly, but in secret. Now, at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and saying, where is he? Why are the Jewish leaders looking for Jesus? Just to cause more controversy, find ways to set him up so they can kind of destroy him. Because at this time, there was an invisible plot, which Jesus already knew that they were going to murder him and kill him. And Jesus already knew that he came to die. He doesn't die at the hands, really, of sinners. He dies at the hands of his own religious Jewish circle. And this is what sometimes people have a problem with. Because the enemies do not come from people that you don't know. It comes from those that you know. You have to get over yourself and stop getting so mad when the people you think are supposed to support you end up being your own enemies in your own household. This is called the spirit of betrayal. This is called the spirit that really could do a damage on you psychologically. But if you study the biblical text, most of what you see in the Bible are attacks and opposition from relatives, from tribes that sprung off from the bloodline of Ishmael and, of course, Jacob. You'll find that a lot of the Jews' enemies came from their own friends, relatives, and family. You know, even when you look at stories such as, for an example, like Moses, he's going to be betrayed by the very heroic people he grew up around. They knew who Moses was after 40 years, but they paid no attention to him. They said, no, I'm not letting the people go. They knew who Moses was. When you look at the story of Joseph, he had his brothers that turned against him. They related, you know? So I'm here to encourage many of you who have got discouraged based on family and friends and people you thought would be on your side. It has nothing to do with it. When you deal with this type of message, it deals with spirits. It deals with core. That's why it matters more that you learn to be committed to the kingdom, no matter the opposition or who's with you, who's against you, who's for you. You got to stick with the kingdom principles. That's why you have to be kingdom-driven. Kingdom-driven principles are very important when it comes to God. That means I am to be committed to principles regardless of my political affiliation, regardless of my skin color, regardless of where I was born. I am committed to the kingdom in spite of the opposition, because I know at the end of the story, at the end of whatever the situation is, my snake will eat up all your snakes. My stuff will swallow up your stuff. All right, now, let me just make something plain. There's a very important word in John 7, verse 6. Hello, Monica Mink McCray. And I want many of you to get a hold of this. I'm going to show you something. I'll point to a movie. I'm going to use that movie to emphasize a point. Many of you watching me today and listen to me on www.mikebroadcast.com, here it is. You have to become more aware of the time that God has delegated to you. How are you using your time? You cannot waste time. Your greatest enemy is not the devil. Your greatest enemy is time. How you appropriate it, how you use it. What I'm looking for, too, from now on, is saving all the time I can save and use the time for how I want to use the time. Not for the time to abuse me, but how I can use the time to assist me. Something that time can do that God can't. God forgives, time doesn't. So when you lose time and you're not aware of time, it works against you. And this is why Lucifer, the Satan, the devil, is smart at deceiving and tricking you to waste time. Some of you have dated someone for 20 years, gave them everything you have, and then all of a sudden you want to get married, and the man or the woman says, I don't want to marry you, and move out. They're gone. So 20 years, you gave them 20 years, and you never got the commitment you wanted. Though you gave up all your insides, all your mental strength, that means that you put someone else over kingdom principles. Anything or anyone that you are so intimately connected to that takes away from your kingdom seat, you are losing a battle, losing. Very important to understand that. And the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 8, very important scripture that Jesus says to his brothers. And I want you to listen to the scripture, and then I'm going to quote something to you from the movie called The Equalizer, or starring Mr. Denzel Washington, who played the role of a lethal killer named John McCall, all right? And he called me Bob, but it was John McCall. And it said that, therefore, Jesus told his brothers, my time is not yet here, but for you, any time will do. So one of the things I want to really emphasize today here is ask the Lord to make you aware of your time. That means some of you watching me, Jesse, Class of 81, Linda Smith, Monica Mink McCray, are you aware of your time? How old are you? What year were you born? What day did you arrive? What number of succession are you in your family? Are you the eldest son? Are you the middle son? Are you the third son, the fourth son, the fifth son? Are you the eldest daughter? Are you the oldest one in the family? I want you to become aware of not only being alive, President Crystal, I want you to be aware of your time. Were you born in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s? Be aware of the time. And when Jesus says to his brother, he says, listen, I know to you, your time doesn't mean much to you. But he says, but to my time is precious. And being that my own family, my own brothers are trying to push me out in the public before the time, you don't even know that through your ignorance, you can even cause me to miss the timing of God and get me killed and crucified or get me killed and murdered before the divine time. We already know that Jesus has to die. But righteousness means I have to die at the right time. Let me say it again. Righteousness means I have to die at the right time. I know I came to die, but I don't plan to die until it's the right time to die. But if I listen to my brothers push me out there beyond what I'm supposed to do, I will die before the time, and my death will be in vain because it will be the time to die when I wasn't supposed to die. I need to die at the right time. See, when you are kingdom conscious, you're very aware of your time, not to waste it, to savor the moment, to plan and plot your life that every second counts. You need to be aware of the tick, 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 tick. See, and if anything I've learned, President Crystal, in the last 4 years, is what does it really mean to be 54, 55, 56, 57. Those late 50s, head towards your 60s, may be very aware the time is running out for you as an individual. And whatever you plan on doing and harvesting in your life, we need to get that harvest because it's time to start talking about transference and transitioning of power to your family, to your eldest son, to your daughter, to your grand. You got to start thinking in that capacity. I'm not 37. I'm 57. And sometimes it's the retirement age of 65. Even though I don't plan to finish ministry till late 80s. And it doesn't mean I'll ever quit ministry, but I won't be serving it at the same capacity that I did at 30 years old. I have to be very aware of the time, although I look very good and look very young looking. Reality, time is running out. So in order for me to remain committed to the kingdom and keep kingdom first, I'm very aware of my age and the time. God bless you, Kenneth Allen. His brothers are not aware of the power of time, and them not really knowing what they're doing by not believing that Jesus is the Christ, they're saying things to him that can cause Jesus to die before the time. Because the scripture says that he went around Galilee, but he did not go any place near Judea because the Jewish leaders were looking for a way to murder him. Now, why are they trying to murder him? Because when you go back to John chapter 5, Jesus Christ performs a miracle. All right? John 5, if I'm correct or not, he performed a miracle by the pool of Bethesda. He tells a man to pick up the bed and walk on the Sabbath. And being that he was so efficient and so effective, the Jewish spirit of jealousy and envy and control through the pharisaical control attempts to pick up stones to kill and murder him, which is John chapter 5 and 6. And he's really on the run. So he has to pick out his time and pick out his exposure strategically and timely. The other day I was sitting with a couple that I'm counseling for their marriage, and I gave them an assignment, and we sat there and we talked about the purpose of a man and the purpose of a husband and the purpose of a father, a man, a husband, and a father. And I had to teach them about marriage by watching Equalizer. Now, John McCall was very aware of his time even before he goes into battle. So when he goes amongst this Russian mob, and he takes out like four individuals within 30 seconds, before he goes into his fight mode, he always goes to his wrist and he hits the time clock or the stopwatch, and hit it. He's 30 seconds, which means within 30 seconds, I want all these men on the floor. I don't want to do it in 31 seconds. I don't want to do it in 35 seconds. I want to hit this in 30 seconds and take out all these devils. And he did it. He was trained and equipped to operate the kingdom execution authority within 30 seconds. And within 30 seconds, you see a scene where the ruthless and martial arts skills that he has been equipped took out all these devils within 30 seconds. And he tried his best not to go to that level. He didn't want to go to that level. He gave the men options. Take the $9,800. Let me buy the lady from you that John mercilessly beat up the other day. And all I asked, I'm going to give you the $9,800. I'll give you all the money I have. I want to buy her freedom, let this young lady go. And the Russian leader in that room at that level said, H, no, I can't stand you Americans, because here is racism, bigotry. And John McCall attempted to do it the Christ-like way. The culture was give you an opportunity to say, I'll take the $9,800. Because we know we're doing a whole lot of devilish stuff. I let go this lady to you. You leave my restaurant, and we'll go back to business as usual. You can take the little girl and or this woman, and you can go. But because of greed, reminds me of Pharaoh, I'm not letting her go. So due to their own greed, John McCall brings down their whole kingdom. And he is very aware, in order for him to destroy the enemies at this level, I'm going to do it in 30 seconds. And man, he goes through all of his equipping and his training. He does more than practice. He goes in the game mode and destroys him. And as he sat down next to the guy that's dying, famous words, he says, you should have took the $9,800. I offered you a way out, but you wouldn't take it. See what that reminded me of, Kenneth Allen and President Crystal? Like when Moses went to Pharaoh and said, you got time to change. But every time you say no, your time runs out. Now, you should have changed your mind at the first play when Aaron's rod was thrown down and ate up the snakes. That was the time to repent and change. But you're going to tell God no nine times. So at plague number 10, a miracle number 10, now I move into the death and the harm of your child, your firstborn, and your economics, your first donkey, your first sheep, your first tithe. You wouldn't give the tithe, so I'm going to take the tithe. This is all biblical, because you're not aware of the time. And man, every time you see John McCall goes into his martial arts skills, he's very much aware of the time, always taps his watch, hits it, and he realizes, I got just enough time to do what I got to do. 2020 has been a year that people would hope would hurry up and get away from here, because we don't like the time that all these things have happened to us, especially with the still raising and the moving of Corona and COVID-19, which now has found itself upon the president of our nation, which that position as president of the United States is the position of probably the most power in the world, which is America, the head person. And COVID-19 or Corona-19 has found itself attached to the president of the United States. But you know what is scary? Since he was sick, I haven't seen many saints pray for him. They're saying he's getting what he deserves, which means we have a church that's not operating the kingdom. We operate in the arm of the flesh. Let's take a break and come back on DDB Radio. You've been listening to www.mybroadcastddb.com. Let's come back from a commercial break.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others.
Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.
And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back to www.mybroadcast.com. I'm talking about staying committed to the kingdom no matter the opposition and the affliction. And I'm giving you principle one for today, Thaddeus Parker and Robbie, about being aware of our time and how do we maximize and use that time wisely, because time is always transitioning. And I last left off and showed you that coronavirus and COVID virus have attacked our president. And the funniest thing is to go through my Facebook page and my social media page, and we're debating over or not he's faking, he's not really sick. It goes to show that the king of this world has robbed us of our kingdom. And because it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, if someone is sick, the church is supposed to be praying for them. Because we have fallen for the left hook and the okey-doke, we're operating in the arm of the flesh like everybody else. And praying for someone does not mean endorsing. But we have become so politically driven and driven that we think if we pray for someone, it means we're endorsing them for president. No, it means that even if you are my enemy, I don't wish you to harm me and out of any harm. And even if you're not the most professional person, and I think I got some problem with your personality flaws or your mentality, it doesn't allow me to stoop that low that I'm not aware of what I'm supposed to represent to the kingdom. So in spite of my political agenda, I'm still called by God to exemplify kingdom principles and kingdom attributes, which means I'm committed to pray for those, even my enemies. That's what the scripture says. Pray for your enemies. And I see a whole lot of posting, but not a praying. I see a whole lot of accusation, but not a praying. So I realize a lot of us are just at the core wicked, perverted, and twisted, and we're just imitating Christian behavior on a certain day out the week. But when I'm aware of the kingdom at my core, that means I have to always respond with kingdom, not with feelings. And this is the difference between the American form of Christianity versus the Eastern form of kingdom. Christ did not come with the American form of Christianity. Because I just read something today in Congo, Leopold, and I just found this out, killed more black folks than Hitler. And he took over a nation and tried to say he was coming to Christianize the nation. He's cutting off people's arms and cutting off their hands. And black people, Congo, Leopold. And he was using the name of the Lord or the Bible to Christianize the nation. He was killing up black people and then forcing them to make rubber, making products within certain days. It's possible he had over 15 to 20 million black folks murdered in Congo. And we talk about Hitler, Leopold was worse. And guess what? He used Christianity. So there is a form of Christianity that has nothing to do with Christ Jesus. So I'm not impressed when folks tell me they're Christians and go to church. I'm like, so? What does that mean? I know folks who went to practice and never played in the game. So what? Hello, man. What I want to do, I want to check you out over a period of time to see your fruit, to see whether or not you're really a child of God. I want to be a fruit inspector and see, do you carry the attributes of executing the kingdom? So I just be looking to see what people do now that your president is sick. How many prayers are being posted for him? Now, let me tell you something. This is very important to see this, but I love this. Governor of New Jersey, Murphy, went on television. It did something that was kingdom culture. And I post this on my page. Governor Murphy is committed to kingdom, although he is in disagreement with the politics of the president. But he operated in kingdom principle because he knows what time it is. And what he knows is no matter who or what you believe, if you are a human being, we don't want you sick. So he doesn't reach low as a politician and hold back his prayers because of partisan politics. He makes a statement that I thought was one of the smartest things I've seen a politician make during this nasty political year. He said, and I quote, "I called the White House to send my prayers and my condolences and my thoughts for the president who has been diagnosed with COVID-19. And my prayers is that he will recover." And he went on to say, "Those that hung out with the president in New Jersey, please go to test him." He made a kingdom decision to do what the kingdom requires in spite of political differences. Scary thing is, I don't see many preachers on Facebook do this. I see them do the complete opposite, which sometimes is scary to me because I thought that my mentors tells me to obey the word of God. God's word, it's true. Do what the word says. But the word says pray for your enemies, and the word says pray for those in authority. But though I see all these political announcements, and I want the president dead, he get what he deserves. That's what he get, what he sow, he shall reap. And I'm looking at some of these people that make, oh, y'all stuff stink too. I can't believe you asked me posting that. All the stinking stuff that you did, and all the stuff God forgave us. Do we have a right to go tit for tat? And I realized that these people in the body of Christ leadership are doing the same thing to our president what Jesus' brothers does to him. They don't know what time it is. See, it matters more to me that I know what time it is. You know, I was out by my Mike 4100 headquarters the other day, and I took my wife to a very beautiful dinner place right by the water. And this is the time now, after spending 40 years in ministry, I've given out to the world and trying to rescue the world and build this and make that and take this and take that. Now at the age of 50-something years old, I take time out to take care of my wife and my family and take care of my mom and come up with plans and strategies so I can spend more time with my family and take care of my core group and raise my core group to go out to get the millions. I'm very impressed with a couple that called me on the phone today and said, "McDuffie, we're about to go into business. And due to you pouring into us, McDuffie, we realize it's the time to go into this." And the Lord said, "You're going to begin to see many people you sowed seed into long ago, McDuffie. And you're going to see the harvest." Because I heard that there was a harvest moon last night. President Crystal, could you find out about that? Linda, Crystal, find out real quick if there was a harvest moon last night. If it is, could you post that? A harvest moon. I heard that, and I'm going to do some research on it. And being that was last night, I got a phone call from this couple today, and they said, "Hey, Duffy, we're about to come into a whole new business, and it's a ministry to us. We're not going to leave you behind. And McDuffie, you have been a blessing to us, and wherever we go, we want you to go with us." And I said, "Man, it's great to know that we created a bond together over this time." See, I realize a lot of times people quit on kingdom because they don't know what time it is. When you understand what time it is, quitting is not an option. When you understand that life is slowly ebbing away, and then when you finally pass away, you have to give an account of the time that God gives you. What made Mr. McCall on the movie Equalizer so powerful was that he knew what time it was. As a matter of truth, and please hear me, it's 2:43. I want to show you something between John McCall and the movie The Equalizer, Part 1. Part 2 was good, but I don't think in no way comparison to Part 1. But in Part 1, it comes a time where he had tried to avoid getting involved anymore. The old guy that he was is John McCall, the killer, the stealth, what I call Marshall Art Bomber. He tried to conceal him and put him away and didn't want that guy to come out again. Matter of truth, as you study the movie, it looked like that he's supposed to have been killed in battle, and he had resurfaced with a whole new name, with a whole new identity. But what happened was God needed somebody to rescue this young lady from prostitution and from the life that she was living that was causing her life to be in danger. And Mr. McCall did not want to go through this, but realized that if I don't go through this and rescue the lady, she's going to die. And then he tries to take the appropriate measures to offer the devil $9,800 to cease and to desist from holding this lady in bondage. I'll buy her out. I'll buy her freedom. But the Russian guy was like a pharaoh. He said, no, I'm not going to let my people go. I'm not letting her go. So, of course, like Moses, Mr. McCall goes through his equipping, uses weaponry, and devastates 40 guys in one room within 30 seconds. But what that did, that opened the doorway to other devils and demons, because this other guy comes in, which I call the power, comes in and tries to get rid of Mr. McCall. But what he has discovered, that McCall is not your normal criminal. This guy McCall has some high-level equipment skills. And this is a battle between the power and Mr. McCall. One of the greatest scenes in this movie, I thought, were a scene between great actors, this white guy and Denzel Washington in the hallway, when he came to find out why was McCall at the Russian restaurant at that night. And every time he got ready to ask the question, Denzel, Mr. McCall, was already ahead of the question, answering it before you finished the question. Which means Denzel, Mr. McCall, was so accurate on his knowledge base and his wisdom and understanding, he had the answer before the devil had the question. And he was saying, how you know I live here? I pay with cash, I use no credit card. And he was going to ask Denzel, well, who you meet there? And I went to meet, what's her name? But she wasn't there, I went home. Every time he asked, Denzel was always ahead of the game. Do you understand what time it is? This guy was so powerful, was so accurate in his time base, knowing what time it is, which allowed him, watch this, to stay committed to what he's planning on doing. He had to go get permission from his equippers to say, I got to take the snake out. And by the time you get to the end of the movie, not only did he remove this guy, he goes to the headquarters, I think in Italy, and he says this when he's sitting outside the shower, I'm here to get rid of the snake, the head of the snake.
You get mad at me if
and what made Bob McCall, which is Denzel Washington, playing a role of equalizer, so powerful, because he understood what time it was.
Yeah,
our problem as believers is we think we got all day to do what God called us to do, or all lifetime long, but we don't. And part of my regret at 57 years old, no matter what I have accomplished in 40 years, I felt like I couldn't get more, Linda, Thaddeus, President Crystal, Yaya. I think I could have given more in high school. I think I could accomplish more while I was in my early 20s. I could have given more. I've done a lot. And maybe my mom or others have given a whole lot. And I'll say to myself, there was so much more I could have done, but I wasn't aware of time. I never forget that a young brother came in my mom's house. I was 25 years old. And at 25, he said, me, Duff, you need to take out $50 a month for the next 25 years and put that $50 in place. He said, I'm telling you. He said, so what'd you do? And at 25, I was already going through a relationship change and woman problems. And I wouldn't think about no $50 a month. If I had did 57, if I had went from 25 years old up to 57 and $50 a month, added, I'm going to say, a 10% interest rate that is doubling its money every 6 months. I'm going to let you know later how much money that would have been. I'm going to do the math on 25 to 57 at $50 a month if I had took the time out to obey what this young black man was telling me. I didn't pay attention to him. So I lost years of putting money away. Now I'm doing it now. But I would have been so much ahead if I had been aware of my time. But I wasn't submitted and committed to economic principles due to present circumstances. So my job at 2:49, I got 1 minute before I go off on DDB Radio. I'm going to take this at 3 o'clock on my live. I am a firm believer. My prayer today on DDB Radio here, it might lie, is to make my listeners aware of time. If you plan on doing something great and accomplishing something and getting your college degree or your master's or your doctorate or your driver's license or taking your life back, please take your time seriously. Stop blaming others for your own laziness and your own proclivities. Take responsibility and say, I got to do what God's called me to do. I'm about to close out on www.mikebroadcastbd.com. Do not forget to tune in tomorrow at 7:47 a.m., okay? Most likely, I will not be playing any gospel music tomorrow. I might sing a couple of songs myself. And I hope Robbie can let me know about maybe see about my two radio, my live shows, whether I might do praise and worship on Zoom, I might do it on YouTube. Please help me out, Brother Robbie, where I can play music at live, gospel music, and do my praise and worship, and then switch on to Facebook Live. I got to go. Thank you for listening to DDB Radio, www.mybroadcastdb.com. We'll see you next Saturday. Please go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, PayPal address, SuperMike777@gmail.com. Please show an offering to our show, especially those who are watching and listening here on EternalLifeTV.com. I gotta go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose the law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.